Of pussy on the track like that. With pussy on the mic, take a bite. New shows weekly every Saturday. Talking that real shit in a real way. Featuring star-studded celebrity interviews. Have a look and listen, vibing to this groove. This your host, Mads, looking a damn fool. Here in the Wolf Den, we ain't got no rules. Yo, what up, what it is, how you feeling, how you living, how you being? Welcome to another episode of Wolf Pussy Monologues. I'm your host, Max. So glad to be back on the mic with who? All of you, my Wolf Pack friends, once again. So I hope you had a great week. I hope you're feeling all right. We are back on your Wolf Pussy News of the Hour. Kindness for weakness. Yeah, I think that topic warrants an episode, don't you? So many times that kindness gets taken for weakness. And I want to discuss it with you, if you don't mind. You know, I always wonder, why do people view kindness as a weakness? Like, why is having kindness in your heart so bad that people have to take advantage of you? That's some heavy shit right there. That's pretty heavy. I'm talking about families, friends, lovers, even strangers will take your kindness for weakness just for a quick come up, you know? And I don't know if it's because it's not any real consequences, but depending on who you are, I guess. But yeah, people really tend to think that having a kind heart is a deficit of some sort. You know what I'm saying? So they try to get the most out of you before you stop being kind. I wonder if everybody generally started off kind and all of the abuse that kind people get made them who they are today. Maybe that's why we have so many fucking assholes running around here. Could be. Here's a trip. I feel like all children take their parents' kindness for weakness without even realizing majority of the time that they're doing so. I feel like spouses take each other's kindness for weaknesses. Again, not necessarily because they're being malicious or anything, but they're used to doing so. You know what I mean? And the fact of the matter is, I really feel like kind people just have to have a sturdier hand and how they deal out their fucking kindness. Because everybody doesn't deserve it. Really don't. I've watched the kindest people get, you know what I'm saying, hit over the head over and over and fucking over again. And at first, like most, I'm like, why are you allowing this? You know what I'm saying? But when you have a genuine, pure, kind heart, there isn't a blockage to your kindness. You know what I'm saying? It's almost impossible for you to turn it off, unfortunately. So regardless of how you're treated, you're still going to be kind. Man, yeah. Crazy, right? I do believe, however, that the karma bus hits the motherfuckers that take advantage of kind people. I think their karma is probably 3 times worse than everybody else's on the planet. You know what I'm saying? Just, man. And that's why they shit so fucked up, because the karma bus has been hitting their ass like the bus that run on Western. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker bus stop at every motherfucking corner, every motherfucking intersection. That motherfucker got a bus stop and it's hitting. Boom, boom, boom. I really think that's why some people's lives are in a continuous disarray, in a continuous chaotic state, because they continuously take people's kindness for weakness, and they continuously have to pay for it outside of the actual person getting physical, you know, full-on revenge directly. My concern is, when does it stop? when does the taking the motherfucker kindness for weakness actually stop? When the kind person is dead? You know, that's the only time I've really seen a person's kindness actually stop, is when they're gone. And in some instances, even after they're gone, they put some shit in play when they were alive that their kindness keeps fucking going. Them niggas is the real VIPs. You know what I'm talking about? I personally try to be good to everybody off top. You know what I'm saying? I try to. I'm not a very social person. I'm not even going to bullshit you or nothing. I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I used to be the type of motherfucking where you start off with an F in my class and you have to work your way up to an A. I used to be like that. So now I'm more or less I'm an open book test type of a person. Like, there's no way you can fail unless you're just a fucking failure. You know what I mean? So I kind of protect my kindness, and yeah, I'm not even finna be, I just can't be that person to be like, you know what, no matter what, you good. Nah, I'm that, you got one time, and I don't know what to tell you after that. You got that one time to show me your true colors, because I ain't gonna go back and forth with you about who the fuck you are. Hell no, I got enough demons to fight on my own, you know what I'm talking about? But yeah, why do you think certain people move away or are kind of distant from you and shit? Because they don't want their kindness taken for granted. Not to say per se you would do it, but maybe the environment is too draining. You know what I'm saying? Whew. I know one thing. I sure be glad when motherfucker wake the fuck up and stop taking people kindness for weakness, because it's not cool. It leads to a lot of violence. You know what I'm saying? A lot of unnecessary hurt feelings. And if you just roll with the fucking punches, you'll probably get the help you desire any motherfucking way. Mm-hmm. I don't know about you, but I don't want to get hit by no karma, nothing. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to talk to that bro. I'm good. Me and karma, we ain't got nothing to talk about. You understand me? So I ain't doing shit to nobody out here. Unfortunately, some motherfuckers are just too goddamn damaged to be any good to anybody. Shit, you gotta heal first before you can be worth a damn to yourself or anybody else. Mm-hmm, or at least be on the path. You know what I'm saying? But be putting forth an effort towards your self-care healing process. Because since we all came out the pussy or the stomach or whatever the fuck you came out, test tube, whatever the fuck it was, you know what I'm saying? Man, we've been damaged since we hit oxygen. And yeah, I say that because we were pure. And the moment we hit, you know what I'm saying, oxygen, we've taken breaths on our own and shit. We're exposed to all the elements, all the bullshit, all the lies, all the fuckery, all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So at that point, it's up to our parents to shield us and guide us and yada, yada, yada. But yeah. Some people are shielded and guided better than others. Mm-hmm. Hence the kindness for weakness. Some people literally live their life to get over on others before they can be taken advantage of themselves. And they feel okay with that bullshit. Some women feel like they have to get whatever they can out of man while they have his attention. And that is the purpose for her. Cold game. Some men feel like he has to do whatever he can to get what he can out this motherfucker, because she's giving all of herself to him and he's going to take it. You know what I'm saying? Cold situation. All I know is that kindness is not typically associated with strength, but factual facts, it is the strongest motherfuckers that's able to be the kindest. You know what I'm saying? They don't have to use the surface bullshit and the lies and the barriers and the bullshit. They just offer genuine fucking kindness because they feel safe and happy to do so. Simple as that. I personally feel like the only time that kindness is a weakness is when your kind acts hurt you or the ones you love. And sometimes our kind acts, for one, can hurt others. and yourselves. So it'll be in your best interest to make sure while you're being kind, don't put yourself in a situation, because then you're kicking yourself for being kind to the wrong person, and you're kicking yourself for not being able to have what you need for yourself. Like all feelings, boundaries are necessary in kindness, in helping, in, you know what I'm saying, in loving and hating. Everything has to have a boundary, because emotions are very consuming and one can take over every fucking thing and you won't be thinking straight. And there you have it. I'd rather be as kind as I possibly can while I can. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be a fucking asshole all the fucking time. Sometimes it's warranted, you know, but 99.9% of the time, I love to be a kind person. You know what I mean? Whatever I can do, I'll do it type situation. But, you know, it is that other 0.1% of the time where I'm just like, hell no, I can't do none of that. Anywho, that's it, that's all. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to pop in a Wolf Den and give you a little insight on how I feel about that kindness for weakness. You know what I'm saying? They should change it. Kindness is strength, period. Because it is. It takes strength to be kind, especially in this day and age. Y'all stay safe, stay out the way, stay out them streets. There ain't shit out there but liquor stores and prostitutes. And you don't really want to fuck with neither one of them. Just saying. Y'all tune in next week, because we still got shit rolling out the Wolf Den for you. Next week, we're going to talk about them exotic pets you motherfuckers like to go run out and get rescued out the motherfucking mountains and shit when you go hiking. You silly motherfuckers. We're going to talk about that shit. Because I don't know about you, but them monkeys, y'all motherfuckers be like, oh my God, it's so cute. Hell the fuck no, it's not. I don't know. I'm sorry. It's just, we're going to talk about it next week. But no, y'all need to knock it off. And remember, we have a YouTube page at Wolf Pussy Monologues Podcast. We on Facebook, same thing, Wolf Pussy Monologues Podcast. Instagram, WPM with Max. Just, you know what I'm saying, tune in, scroll through, drop a line, you know what I'm saying. Our website, wolfpussymonologues.com. Come on by, say hi. Got merch over there. Might like it. Y'all stay safe, stay out the way. Love, peace, and head grease. Wolf Pussy out.